From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Time now for your comments on yesterday's program. The item that got the most email was our discussion of books by presidential candidates and former presidents. We spoke with Jacob Weisberg of Slate and Ruth Marcus of The Washington Post.
Rick Gray of Bermuda 100, Virginia writes, I heard with astonishment your reviewer's verdict that there was no gold standard for presidential authors. Have they never dipped into Teddy Roosevelt's volumes on ranch life in the Badlands, or Ulysses Grant's personal memoirs? Are they unaware that Thomas Jefferson, in addition to the Declaration, wrote the brilliant Notes on Virginia?
Kat Bourne of Lima, Ohio, heard our obituary for the co-creator of Dungeons and Dragons. It broke my 15th-level elfin warrior's heart to learn that Gary Gygax had left us, she writes. I graduated high school in 1979 and continued to play well into the early 1990s. I'm glad to say that I wasn't the only girl at the table. My groups were intelligent, well-educated, and not everyone was a geek. Thanks to Gygax for some wonderful memories and lasting friendships found in the halls of the dungeons.
Tom Hooten fired off an email after hearing our story about people in upstate New York who were worried about the possible closure of local prisons because of a decline in the prison population. He writes, I had to restrain myself from yelling at the radio. As a lifelong resident of a recovering Rust Belt community, Flint, Michigan, need I say more, I might extol the virtues of a more diversified local economy.
And we reported yesterday on the publication of a so-called memoir by Margaret Jones, a mixed-race woman who described growing up in South Central L.A. and being raised by an African-American foster mother. It turned out the memoir was entirely fabricated, and Margaret Jones was actually Margaret Seltzer.
Jody Ryan of Centennial, Colorado, who describes herself as a publishing professional, had this response. The book publishing industry is probably, maybe ironically given some of the books that are published, one of the least cynical businesses around today. Trust is key in publishing, she writes. Authors trust agents to responsibly and thoroughly represent them. Editors trust that agents are honestly representing both their clients and what other companies have offered. I'd hate to think that a few bad apples will force anyone to jump to the conclusion that somehow less trust will prevent the next fraud.
If you have a comment on something you hear on our program, go to npr.org and choose Contact Us from the top of the page. Please don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.